This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As I mentioned when we started studying Romans 8, it is one of the most profound chapters in the Bible. We've studied what it says about God the Father and God the Son. Now let's look at what it says about God the Holy Spirit. I'll start by affirming that the Holy Spirit is a person. His actions are those of a person. You see this in how he relates to God the Father and God the Son. He quickened or raised the body of Jesus Christ and will do the same with ours. He leads believers, testifies to truth, helps us in our weaknesses, intercedes for us, and knows God the Father's will. He thinks. The Holy Spirit is the one who indwells every true believer. In fact, his presence is the seal of genuineness in a Christian. If he is not present in the life, that person doesn't belong to Jesus Christ. Never, ever try living the Christian life without depending on him. What I mean by that is when you feel alone or forsaken as you go through a particularly difficult time, remember the Holy Spirit is present. When you are perplexed about what you should do next in uncertain circumstances, ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. When you feel as though you don't belong, cry out to your Heavenly Father and say, "Abba, Father." Then trust the Holy Spirit to bear witness with your spirit that you indeed are God's child. When you don't know what to pray for, quietly rely on the Holy Spirit to intercede for you. If you don't know God's will for you in a given situation, be assured the Holy Spirit knows it. Pray and wait on Him to make it known to you in His perfect time.